they had two blocks they could give us, or initially they advised that we could take the 5.5 and to round the other one up somewhere in the region of 7,300. So that leaves us as Carlisle United in a situation where you have to take factors such as recent crowds, time of year, the price of the tickets, which was absolutely fantastic, as we all know. And you have to make a judgment call on what you think you will sell. I have to say that evidence-based at the moment, it looks like even though there are probably a couple of 100 fans right now who want tickets and can't get them, that the 5,500 allocation was probably the right one to take. If you let me explain that a little bit further, there's a provision in the FA Cup rules that allows the host club to demand an upfront payment. Now, fair play to Sunderland, they have not, and I must stress that, they haven't done that in this situation. However, the rule further states that once you take the allocation of tickets, you'll be liable to pay for them once it comes to the reconciliation. So once we come to pay for all of the tickets that we've sold now to our fans, the 5,500, it'll all be tallied up and we'll have to pay for those in January. Likewise, if we'd taken the 7,300, we'd have to do that in January. Now, as it stands right now, Mike, you've got to be evidence-based when you make these type of comments. We've had about 80 to 90 fans placed on a reserve list who've rung up and said they want tickets. And we've had approximately the same amount, maybe 100 or more, who've just said, it's okay, we're not going to get tickets, massively disappointed, and moving on. So that's probably 200, maybe a little bit more, 200 to 220 people who haven't got tickets as we speak right now, who really, really want them. And there hasn't been a high volume of calls over and above that, if you know what I mean. So we're probably looking at maybe 500 fans. And we said all along to Sunderland, you know what, we'll bring 6,000. Based on what we're doing right now as a football club, we'll easily bring 6,000. It looks like that will be right. It's absolutely gutted that we're not going to be able to cater for all of those 6,000. But that would have left us with 1,300 to 1,500 tickets that we wouldn't be shifting, that we would have to pay for them come reconciliation in January. So you've got to factor that in, make the decisions early, and hope that you've done it for the right reasons. Like I say, we have. Based on what we're doing right now, Mike, it looks like there'll be around about 250 to 500 fans who really, really want those tickets, and we're not going to be able to get them for them. Absolutely devastated about that, but we had to make the judgment call.